Welcome to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. And now, with our hosts, Eric Colson, Don Cleaver, and Ava LaRue.
Welcome to the Valley Outdoors, everybody. Glad to have you guys with us. This is the big Minnesota Deer Opener. Hope everyone's being safe and having a good time out there and successful.
Ava, yeah, and the weather changing this weekend for us too, so hopefully that's got them running.
We got the chills going on. It makes it easier to pull deer out of the woods without being overheated.
And it makes them go a little crazy. So yeah,
I don't know. I'm crazy, but that's okay. Cold weather does it to me too, so it's all good. Well, tell you what, guys, hang tight. We've got a lot of things coming up. We're going to have some things to point out about the Minnesota Deer Opener that you're going to like, as well as some other, obviously, cool stuff, because that's all we have, cool stuff. And you're going to be standing out, sitting out, or doing whatever in the cool stuff. So hang tight. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors Radio Show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Does your family need a break from the daily routine?
Hello, I'm Dr. Spruce. If you or someone you know needs a healthy dose of nature, visit discovertheforest.org and trade in the big screen for the big blue sky by visiting a local park or forest near you.
Hiking, picnicking, swimming, orienteering, climbing, admiring wildlife, or inhaling fresh air may result in heightened creativity, feelings of joy, harmony, satisfaction, and a euphoria that can only be explained as oneness with the natural world.
Whoa. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to see you, too. I know lots of people are out sitting in a deer stand right now, in Minnesota at least.
Yep.
It's a good weekend for the opener, I think.
Well, I think we'll talk about what signs there are right now pointing to a productive Minnesota opener for 2025 season. But I think temperature-wise, you know, you could have fronts that come through that can affect, you know, deer positively, negatively. You know, when you look at the wind, this is instant alert wind forecast, just so you guys have an idea of what we're looking at here. You know, so north winds up to 10 miles an hour. That's with the cold, obviously. Friday, northwest winds 5 to 15. So that's not too bad. And then if we're looking at Sunday, Sunday is mostly sunny. And a lot of times they don't talk about the winds per se. So you can get an idea on what goes on with the wind. But, you know, obviously your deer the deer stand setup can change with the wind. And where you previously thought, hey, this is a great spot, can suddenly turn into...
That's the worst spot.
Yeah.
Yep. So it always goes into the decision making, you know. Where's the wind coming from?
Exactly. Exactly.
For me, I sit in a box, so it really doesn't matter all that much. If I was out in a real deer stand, standing there, it would make a difference. But, you know, I have the nice quiet windows and all. I don't rough it. Let's just put it that way.
You don't?
No.
Okay. Well, so if you look at the winds that are coming up on Saturday night down, at least in our part of the state down here, it looks like it's going to be starting to rip out of the north, northeast Saturday evening at about 15 to 30. And your walk out in the woods on Sunday is going to be about 15 to 30 again. So it's going to carry through all day, 25 to 30 until probably about, yeah, that late night, like 10 o'clock. So,
well, it's been windy all week as well.
Monday coming up, though, it looks that's going to be calmer. And then towards the end of the week, ripping again. And I mean ripping. middle of the week ripping, and then calm somewhat a little bit.
But much cooler temperatures than we've been having. Actually have our first real chance of snow as well.
Yeah. What do you do?
No, it's good.
You know, midweek will be 55, like Tuesday. So, you know, there's a lot of people take a week off to go deer hunting. I think that the overall weather is going to be good, but we can get into that and kind of highlight what things that are good it'll be coming.
Well, the nice part about where we're hunting, too, is if you don't get one this upcoming week, your tag is good for the end of the month as well.
Yeah.
Which is sweet. So.
Yeah. No, it's been a pretty amazing tradition when you look at from my family and the deer hunting side of it, whether we were out to Montana or whatever. I spent a lot of time with my dad in the woods and in the field. So it's always a cool time of year. I mean, it really is a neat time of year to spend with the family. It's obviously traditions are set and you guys are all out there. Who's planned the meals and everything going up to it? Because honestly, Ava, the deer opener, in my opinion, is more about and as much about the planning and the not in the stand time as it will be time spent in the woods.
Yep, for sure. When we used to travel up to Little Fork, that was when my dad would see all his friends, you know. Now we stay here.
Well,
but still, you know, the chance to see people. And then, you know, I have a cousin that comes down. He'll be coming down for that end of November hunt around Thanksgiving, which he always does. My sister and her husband are coming this time, which I'm really excited about as well. So we're going to see people this year, which I'm excited for.
I see people.
We're going to see people.
You know, what else is kind of interesting, too? I've got a very good friend of mine, and he's going up to deer camp. He's not going to hunt. He's just going to hang out. He's like, hey, I have more fun just going out and hanging out. And his daughter's going to be set up on a stand, and he's going to be helping in whatever way he can. And that's a big part of what it's all about. You know, an abundance of food. Maybe an adult beverage or two when you're done hunting and you sit down and telling tall stories about the one that you should have shot or how bad you missed, or I didn't really miss them. I just didn't shoot because I didn't want to.
It's a lot of work once you pull the trigger. I get it.
Whatever that story might be, it's the tale for years to come, and it's always good because there's always memories, whether it's in the boat or in a stand or in a field, and that's what it's all about. And then I think people forget that hunting really is a tradition of stories. It's a tradition of family. It's a tradition of time spent together. And that's really the cool part about it. So when you guys are out, enjoy the whole
thing. Yeah, and good luck. We're wishing you
absolutely
a very
good luck. We're going to come right back, and we're going to be talking a little bit about more detail on what signs are pointing to a productive 2025 Minnesota Deer Opener. Hang tight. We'll be right back.